Welcome to Shomar Shomar Nadav, she responds to Lunishma Sambi Akvashom Leab Asitzchok. We're holding Boabas of Dav Kufa in Aleph. The one in Udalev says that if you have a shtar that is written in it Shabbos or Yasoru B'Tishrei, meaning Shabbos or Yom Kippur, so clearly it wasn't written on Shabbos or Yom Kippur, so we assume it's a shtar Me'ucher, it was written before and the date was written after. So Rashbam explained, what is the scenario? Which date exactly is written? So says the Rashbam, we're talking in places shemoinim lechot she'achamu, which Pashas means the ones are counting the summer, the solar months. That means that they're moinim like the goyim. So if you're using a date that is not a Jewish date, so then we're not sure what date is it. We figure out, we look at the date, we realize it's a Shabbos or Yom Kippur, and that's when this case happens. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, but we know that the goyim count the night after the day. So if so, if it says, let's say, September 25th, and that day turns out that it was Yom Kippur, but maybe it was written in the night, which is Moitze Yom Kippur, and it's still September 25th. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wants to prove from here that even when we use foreign dates in a shtar, we're always going to count the night before the day. Even if it says September 25th, September 25th night means the night prior to the day, and not after, even though usually that's not used this way, but in shtaris you have to write differently. But he brings the aura that we see that even by goyim, they counted night before day. Where do you see that? So he brings two makoros. One makor is in the story of Shimshon, that there was some riddle that Shimshon did with the goyim over there. And it says that he has to answer it b'terem yavoy hacharso, which means before the evening comes, before there will be shkia, before sunset. Why do you have to do before sunset? Because by sunset, the day ends. But that's only by the evening, not by the goyim. You see, even by the goyim, we see that they go night before day. Another raya is the Gemara in Taiz Daf Chof Amud Aleph, regarding Nagdimun Ben Gurion, that there's a very long story in the Gemara over there that says Nagdimun Ben Gurion obligate himself to pay back a loan they took for Am Yisrael, and he had to pay back at a certain day. So when came that day, and there was Shkia, there was sunset, so came the Adoin that gave him the loan and said, sorry, it's too late, it's sunset. So that came a nace, and Kosh Buchu brought the sun back. That's when the Gedimun Ben Gurion, his name is Shinog de Choma Bavur, and because the sun came back, that immediately became back the middle of the day, and he was okay with fulfilling the details of the obligation. So as Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we're talking there about a goy, night comes after the day, who cares there was a shkia? So you see over there as well, they go night before day. So now, not so clear, what does Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky want to say with this? We know that goyim count the night after the day. So we find that sometimes they're going to do differently. What does that have to do with our shtaris? Our shtaris, when it says a sorbet tishrei, meaning when we say a date, we know the sorbet tishrei, in order to make sure it's on the night, you have to say they count the night before day. Shaz, do you have to change the regular minig or not? Not so clear what we bring here from these rayas. But one nikuda just on the hechrech of Yaakov Kamenetsky, you could say something very simple. I saw another sefer bringing this concept. Efter, in this our case, it says that it was written on September 25th during the morning hours. In the shtar, it says clearly a certain time of the date when it was. Morning hours, it's September 25th. If that was Yud Tishrei, that was Yom Kippur. So it must be it was a shtar meucher, meaning it was written a different day during the morning and not that date. V'tzorech oid iyun. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.